Spend the time, do the research, pick the brains. There's some very generous communities out there.
Welcome to Angle on Writing, a podcast about writing, publishing, and book marketing. Greetings, writers. Today, I am with a novelist and publishing professional. Welcome, Rick Shaw.
Thank you, Lisa. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, I'm glad to have you. So your novels are fairly recent, but you started writing like right out of high school. Is that correct?
Not quite. I actually was one of those kids that was bored out of my mind in high school and had the experience of a teacher leaving a note on one of my papers saying, "You can't write. Why are you in this class?" I learned to write creatively at community college after the military, Royce Adams at Santa Barbara City College and Mace Perón. But most of my writing up until the early aughts was all professional. I'm a professional geek. I ran technology operations for about 30 years, mostly in higher ed. But in late 04, early 05, I got this story idea in my head that I just couldn't make go away. So I figured I would use Mace's, I'm sorry, Royce's little outlining tool, and I would brain dump it into a document, stick it in a folder, and make it go away. And one page became five, and five became 10, and 10 became 20, and about 100 pages, I sent it to my mother and said, "Is this any good?" And of course, moms, they all say, "Oh, yeah, no, this is great." My mom's got a good honesty streak. She said, "No, it's a pretty good story. You know, they have this writers' conference in Santa Barbara, and they do this one day in February. I'm going to pay for you to go to it." "Okay, Ma." So I drove up from the LA area and spent the day in Santa Barbara, and listened to a workshop by Ernie, and listened to a workshop by Cork, and listened to a workshop by Marla, and all of the old folks from the old days of the conference. And at the beginning of the day, they said, "We're going to do a worst first sentence contest." And I went, "Okay," and I scribbled something down and threw it in the box, completely forgot about it. And at the end of the day, Cork is reading and is a first runner up. And then here's our winner. And then, "That sounds fun. I wrote that." "Huh? What?" And I won the worst first sentence contest in February of 05.
Do you remember the sentence that you wrote?
I have it framed.
Oh.
I have the certificate from Cork framed. And it's really not a bad sentence. My wife wants me to write the story that goes with it. "It was a day like any other day, unremarkable and completely forgettable, but for the body Eleanor found impaled upon the pink flamingo in her front lawn."
Yeah, it's a good one, yeah.
But as the day was winding down, I was chatting with Marla, and she says, "So what do you write?" And I said, "Well, I write kind of science fiction. I'm writing this post-apocalyptic thing." She says, "How far along are you?" And I said, "About 100 pages." She said, "That's a good start." She says, "Manuscript format?" I said, "What's that?" And she got this really funny look on her face and walked across the stage and opened Cork's briefcase without even saying a word to him and pulled out this flyer and started beating me with this flyer. "You have to go to this conference. You have to go to this conference." And I went, "Okay." And June of 05 up at Westmont was my first year at the Writers' Conference. And life intruded, and a master's degree intruded, and children intruded, and I would write off and on, and the writing industry changed dramatically in the 15 years that I was futzing about. I got some really nice rejection letters. You've got a really good story here. I just don't have a place for it," kind of things. When I
So
was
that
pitching
was
agents
short
early on,
stories.
no, this was a novel.
Oh, then okay.
Yeah, this was the novel that I was working on. And like I said, you know, life intruded. And then in I want to say 20, the 2014, 2015 time frame. I'm at the Writers Conference, and one of my long lost friends now, Stephen Vessels, and I are standing outside a pirate session very early in the morning. And I said to him, you and I, we really ought to do this more often than once a year. And he said, this is the dumbest expletive idea I've ever heard in my life. And you're right, we should do it immediately. And that started us forming a monthly read and critique writers group that includes several regulars from the conference. And I got serious about writing. And that group of five folks helped me hone my writing and my discipline to it. And then in 2022, I went to an independent authors conference, 20 books to 50K, which was structured about the business of publishing, the business of indie publishing. And that pushed me over the top. And in June of 23, I hit publish for the first time on my first novel. And I've done so twice since. So I've got three out there. I've got two more in the works. Along the way, I've become one of the folks who do question and answers at the Writers Conference on indie publishing and been pulled into some panels for it. And this year, Nicholas Deitch and I are going to tag team one of the pirate sessions.
Well, that's great. Those pirate sessions are really interesting, and they can go on for a long time, for hours. And
They are. And they're really good for honest read and critique feedback, because you get a good broad spectrum of folks and what folks are writing, and they will hear something very differently.
so you sent out a bunch of queries to agents, I assume. So, how many do you think that you sent out over the years?
I sent out about 30 in the 05, 06, 07 time frame. And some of them I got form letters back, and a couple of them I got send me the full book. And I sent them the full book, and I got a very polite note back saying, this needs refinement. It's a good story, but I don't have a place for it right now. And then my career took a shift, and I went back to graduate school and lost about 6 years in there. The master's only took me 2 years, but career and other things, I lost, about 6 years in there. And then came back to writing in the 13, 14, 15 time frame. And that's when I found the writers group that I'm a part of, and my perspective changed, and it became real.
You became more focused
Yeah.
on your manuscript. And so you decided to, besides not getting that bite from an agent, what were the other considerations that you took when you decided to go indie?
Well, I am a rabid writer, a reader, and I very early on came to the conclusion that because of the way the industry has changed and because of the increasingly narrow path for getting in front of authors and getting into imprints, that creating an imprint and publishing myself was probably going to be the best path to getting my stories out there. When I came back and got serious about writing, I sent queries to Bain and Tor, and some of the other very focused Rock, which is a division of Dell, which are all very much focused on the sci-fi world. In their publishing focus. And again, I got very polite notes back, but again, not what we're looking for sort of thing. But from folks who have read my stuff, I'm getting good feedback. So I just came to the conclusion that there's probably not a space out there for me for what I'm doing. And my path is probably the best one to take.
Yeah, I understand myself. I sent out queries to probably 100 agents over a couple of years, and so for me, I was writing historical, but I had a male protagonist, so I thought that that was probably a hindrance. So you write in the science fiction genre, pretty much?
I have a standalone novel that I pitch as a combination, alternate history, political thriller, action adventure, and alien possession. The starting point is a real historical event, the Tunguska event in 1908, where Earth experienced a near miss. Something skipped off of our atmosphere and flattened a large portion of Siberia. And I use that as a starting incident, and I run from there. The other pieces I'm working on is a five novel series that is post-apocalyptic pandemic. My original novel that I started back in 04, 05, that I call Genesis Renewed is the initial novel in that series. The pathogen is celestial in origin, not terrestrial, and it has an extreme effect on the human population. We go from a population of about 8 billion to about 20, 22,000 worldwide. Survival is genetically based, and there are familial patterns. So small family pockets survive, and my protagonist goes about trying to gather some of these survival pockets to try and help humanity survive.
That sounds like an interesting story.
Thank you.
What were some of the obstacles that you had to overcome when you were first learning to do your own publishing?
Well, I am, because I'm a technologist, the technology side of it didn't faze me. It was just new software to learn. For me, the business side of it was what was more, I don't want to say daunting, but more of a challenge. And I quickly found a couple of communities online. There's a podcast called the Dead Robot Society, who has a couple of hosts. One is a small press traditional published author. The other is an indie pubbed author. And they talk craft and business and the world of writing. And over the years of listening to it, I became part of that community online. They introduced me to the world of Michael Anderle and Craig Martell, which is the 20 books to 50K community. And I learned from them. These are the things that work that don't. Craig is an incredibly generous individual. He has, gosh, he's got a 5-minute video podcast he does almost daily, where he picks some issue in the writing world, whether it's publishing or craft or imposter syndrome, pick a topic. And he picks five bullet points and goes at it. And those are now all part of, what's the name of that Facebook group? Successful Indie Authors Facebook group. And he's got a YouTube channel and they're all published up there. And he has just spewed forth all that he's learned over the years. And he's published, gosh, close to 100 novels, either co-written or on his own, across multiple genres, and is incredibly successful in the indie world.
So you got that, and I also see that you are a member of the IBPA,
I
as
am.
I am, and have you found that helpful at all?
I have. Their document opportunities and some of their feedback forums really useful on building contracts, reviewing items, opportunities out there, shifts in who's publishing what and where and how. And some of those forums are all very, very useful.
So in okay, so you launched your book, and how's it going? What have you been doing for marketing? I talk, of course, a lot about book marketing.
Sure.
So what have you been doing on the marketing side?
Well, I've stayed primarily in the Amazon world, print on demand, and I spend a little bit of money in their advertising space. I've done a fair bit of research into the Facebook advertising space. I've spent a little bit of money in it. I didn't get much of a return. It may have been the metadata groups that I was targeting. And I probably should invest a little more time in that. For me, as much as I want to get my stories out there, I'm not relying on this to pay the bills. I'm a technology consultant. I spent 30 years running technology operations in higher ed. I now do that on the side, with projects for various institutions. When I decided to actually retire and go into the different space, I created an LLC with two DBAs. One is very much my tech consulting world, and the other is my imprint. I maintain a presence, a limited presence in Instagram. I'm fairly active in Facebook. I have a small newsletter that I need to do a better job of staying current with. Most of the indie pub world is still saying your best path to selling your books is the next book and building a community around what you're writing. And that's through, a newsletter. I know several folks who have newsletters that have tens of thousands of folks attached to it. And I pick their brain periodically.
I agree. I mean, I have some clients who are memoirists, and they only have the one book. And then they ask me, "Oh, well, how can I get more, how can I do more marketing?" And it's like, it's hard to market just one book, especially like with Amazon ads, and Amazon ads kind of almost penalizes you if you only have one book available. So
I've been dabbling a little with AI in the business side of the world, not in the writing side of the world. That's a no that no no but but I've been playing with Claude and some of its generation on keywords. And I may go in, actually, we'll probably go in this weekend and update the keywords on my ad campaigns in Amazon, and spend a little money and see if I get a little more traction.
I use Publisher's Rocket. Have you tried that?
I've been through it. Those are the keywords I'm currently using. They were successful early on, and then Amazon has a tendency to tweak their algorithms, and then suddenly things that did work don't work quite so good no more. Forgive the bad English,
Yeah.
but
You have with consulting, and people come to you with their indie publishing problems. What are kind of the kind of things that you find people are asking you about?
it's twofold. One is they're asking about advertising, how to build an audience. And I said, there's all kinds of advice out there. I'm probably not your best source for that ad. The other side of it is the technology side of it. How do I build my ebook? How do I build for print on demand? How do I build a cover, or where can I go to get covers? I've got ideas for covers. And I'll point folks to the right direction. I've had a couple of folks who've run into issues with Amazon, and had their books pulled, and I've helped them get them republished. I've had a couple of folks who've just been baffled by the e-layout issues, and I'm fairly proficient with both InDesign and Vellum, and I will pitch Vellum every day and twice on Sunday. It is a phenomenal platform for the small press publisher.
Well, that's good advice there too. Some people, I'm sure people ask a lot about that.
The only downside to Vellum is that it's a Mac-only platform. But I mean, there are others out there. Scrivener, which is a terrific platform for writing in, has the tools in the back end to do the same sort of thing and export to create your ebook. I just find Vellum to be a much more flexible and powerful platform.
How about audiobook? Have you done audiobooks for your novels?
I haven't yet. I've looked at the software again. The audio engineering side of it doesn't intimidate me. Nobody wants to listen to me read, I guarantee that. My wife used to be a voice performer. She's done some voice work in film and on stage, and we've had some conversations about setting up a little studio and maybe her doing it. There's a tremendous time investment in doing this. I've got a number of friends who are very successful voice performers and audiobook form performers. One of the hosts of the Dead Robot Society, they added a third host, Veronica Jaguer, is a phenomenal ebook audio performer and very successful at it. She's added that new twist to the podcast and that community. But I've had conversations with her and some of the others, and to do an hour of finished work, you're looking at 3 to 5 hours of actual recording work and engineering to produce that 1 hour of finished work. And that's a tremendous time investment, even if you're doing it yourself, not to mention the financial investment if you want to hire an artist or a studio to do it for you. I've been intrigued by some of the online AI tools for doing audiobooks. Not that I want to put voice actors out of business, but the technology behind it intrigues me to see how successful it is. I know a couple of folks who've licensed their voice and sold it off to one of those platforms. In the best of all possible worlds, I get Sam Elliott to do my books. I love that man's voice.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I actually wrote a short story where I had a spacecraft with multiple AIs. Its name was Agnes, and it had Sam Elliott's voice.
That's funny. Well, I think you could you got a pretty good voice on you. So is there any other advice that you would give people who are thinking about just doing it themselves?
There are a lot of resources out there. Spend the time, do the research, pick the brains. There's some very generous communities out there. Santa Barbara Writers Conference is one of them. Several of the folks who are active with that community have gone down the self-pub or the personal imprint or the small press path, and have lessons to teach and share if you want to pick their brains and learn from them. The 20 Books to 50K conference ended a couple of years ago and was picked up and has been reincarnated. It's now owned by a guy named Joe Solari, who is a business consultant and very involved in the indie pub world. And he has reincarnated that conference as Authors Nation. And Author Nation takes place right around the week of Veterans Day in Vegas every year. It's again a very generous community of indie authors and small press authors, and if you're interested in getting into that world, I very, very strongly recommend spending some time with them. This year's keynote is Andy Weir, and Andy Weir went down the self-pub path before being picked up.
Yeah, well, there you go. That is a great success story there. One of many
One of
success
many.
stories.
I'm a fan of Hugh Howey's path as well.
Oh,
Hugh
yeah.
Howey, who started out publishing wool on his blog, and then went the self-pub imprint route, and then got picked up by Simon and Schuster. Kyla Stone, who writes dystopian fiction, she lives up on the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, I believe. Very, very generous person. Has published 4 or 5 series. Female protagonist set in that general area, spends time at a number of the panels answering questions and a lot of time afterwards pointing folks in the right direction. There are a number of very, very generous folks in that community. And again, I very strongly recommend it.
Well, that's a really good advice, and I know that you'll be giving some good advice in June, as will I. So I look forward to seeing you then.
Likewise, look forward to seeing you in Santa Barbara then. Thank you, Lisa, for the time. I appreciate it.